But right now we're going to talk about birthdays. I've never understood the hating of your own birthday. I've always thought it was something to celebrate, because doesn't it beat the alternative?
Absolutely.
What, not celebrating it?
Made it another year. It's great.
It's so hard in this life with all of the illnesses that you could get, all of the danger that swims around us in the world, to live a long life. So I've always been really happy to celebrate another trip around the sun. When I turned 30, didn't bother me at all.
Mm-mm.
40, I actually loved. 50 came and went, and I didn't even think about it. A couple of weeks ago, I turned 60. This is while we were on Christmas break.
Listen to the boomer over here, Gordo.
I know. Jeez.
And George, you beat me to 60.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Back in June.
Who's and, the boomer now?
And while I still celebrated turning 60 and celebrated my birthday and thanked the Lord for getting me this far in life, 60 was different than any birthday I've ever celebrated. From 1 to 59, they were all the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
But 60 is the first birthday that I've ever had that made me really take inventory. Like, really think about how far I've come and how much quality time that I have left. I don't feel old. You know, turning from 59 to 60 didn't make me feel old. I am slowing down a little bit on the bike, and I wear readers. And when I sit
you have
on
training
the
wheels on the bike now?
No. When I sit on the floor to play with my daughter, it takes me a little longer to stand up than it used to.
Yeah, you feeling that?
But for the most part, I feel pretty much the same as I did when I was 50 or 40. In fact, I started my new birthday challenge that I told you guys about on my birthday, and I was up in New Mexico on the 20th. I rode my bike 60 miles for my 60th birthday.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to try to keep this up. This is kind of the golfer's equivalent would be trying to shoot your age. You know, somewhere in there, there's a tipping point, and you're not going to be able to do it. So I'm going to keep this up as long as I can. I'm pretty sure I can do 61 on my 61st and 62 on my 62nd. In the 70s, I think it's going to start to get questionable. I don't know when that will be. I think I'll be able to ride 70 on my 70th, but I doubt 80 on my 80th, but I don't know. So somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So physically, I still feel pretty good. Mentally, though, it's very strange when you enter the decade that you can take Social Security and sign up for Medicare.
I know. I told you it would hit different. It hit me different in June.
Mm-hmm.
And it just did. And the only birthday that really made me even think about, okay, I'm starting to get up there before that, was I've told you guys this before, when I turned 37, because I think the average age then for the male in America was you'd live to 74.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, this is the turn. And I thought, wow, that was a really fast front nine. Those first 37 years seemed really fast. And I thought the same thing about turning 60, and there is something, it's just a number and all that, but the psychology is different. And when I texted you on your birthday, I said, you know, it kind of hits different, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you're right. In your 50s, you can still kind of talk yourself into the notion that you're still young, and old age seems kind of far away, even in your 50s. But when you hit 60, and I did look this up, the average American male lives to 76. So you're telling me I only have 16 years left?
I know.
That doesn't seem like much.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. And, yeah, then you start averaging that thing out. You start looking at how long did your parents live. In my case, a couple of my siblings, and okay, I got 12, 13 years left. That's not much time.
So,
jeez.
I know, it's
I know,
weird.
Man, it's reality.
And yet, at 59, I never thought of any of this, really.
No, you got a good 30 no. years,
yeah.
40
you're
years
in your 50s.
Left now.
Yeah. You're good. You're in your 50s.
So, what I've been thinking about a lot the last couple weeks is, what do you do with your QTR, your quality time remaining?
Oh, gosh. If you were going to say quality time remaining, why do you do the QTR?
And with your QTR, you don't know, let's say the average American male lives to 76. Well, I don't know that my next 16 are going to be quality. Maybe my next 30 will be quality,
mm-hmm.
but maybe only one will be quality. You don't know. There's no guarantee. I can only imagine what Jerry's going through at 83 and talking about wanting to win all these Super Bowls, and good luck with that, because I don't know what his QTR is. But it's a really big question when you get to this stage in life. What do you want those final 10 or 20 good years or whatever you have left to be?
That's why you got
to
have a plan like me.
What is your plan?
Okay, there's no way you have a plan.
I do. I plan to live my life the exact same, just wasting time on YouTube every day until I get to 75 and a half, so right before the average American male dies, and then I'll transition.
Interesting.
Gain me a few more years.
Told you that Florida,
because
that's
American,
right,
women
happen, yeah,
live a little bit longer.
They live to 81, you're right.
Someone
that's
buy a few
genius,
years.
In
Thank
fact.
You. Okay, not bad. At least you have a plan. No, I'm with you, and it also does make you feel some gratitude as well. As I've told you guys before, half joking, if something did happen in the next few months or few years, I feel like, man, I've had a great life. I've had a long run, and it makes you feel that gratitude. But yeah, just the ticking of the clock seems louder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah, how long is it? The great Jimmy Johnson asked himself after that conversation with Wayne Huizenga, at the time the owner of the Dolphins, about that quality time.
That's right.
That you have remaining.
Yep. Yeah, and I did take that inventory, not just going forward, but looking back. And like I said, I'm just happy to get to this age with all of the, you know, things that could go wrong. Just driving home, you know, you can get in an accident. You jump off Table Mountain in your squirrel suit and you're not with us anymore. So, yes, it's very thankful to make it to 60, and I still feel good. Having a four-year-old puts a different spin on turning 60 for sure. That's something that will keep me young and has definitely motivated me to try to be the best version of myself, to use another cliche. But, you know, to stay fit, I need to be able to run and play with her and pick her up and things like that for the next 10 or 15 years. So it's definitely going to keep me young physically and mentally. I now see, you know, George, raising your three boys, you were always kind of on the cutting edge of cartoons. And
right. And never had to leave them.
Great benefit. Great.
And kids speak and stuff like that. Yeah. And where I was kind of always out in the forest. But now I'm up to date on this kind of stuff. So I'm getting that. But yeah, for the P1s who are heading towards 60, I also saw this meme. I don't know if there's anything to it, but a bunch of my buddies sent me this, that there are three moments in life, three ages where you turn and the body really starts to feel it. I think 37 was the first.
See, there I was onto something.
Yeah, 60 was the second, and 74 is the third or something like that,
mm-hmm,
where you experience these real downturns.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, because look at pro sports. It's hard to get past 37.
That's right.
That's kind of when it starts to fall off.
How old's Dak again?
33, I think, yeah.
He's getting there.
And 60 is one of those, so I'm kind of waiting for it to completely fall apart physically. But it hasn't yet. But it was a very strange sensation turning 60. Still very happy.
Sure.
Still celebrated it. Still had a great day. But it's weird.
You do think about a lot of things, and Gordo, I thought
generic
about your dad. And I remember when he passed at his service, I believe it was your brother told the story about him working out and one of the grandkids saying, "What are you doing working out?" And
I told that story.
You did, yeah. Something to the effect of, "Well, I want to stay around as long as I can so I can watch you."
Yeah, watch
grow
walk
up.
You down the aisle or something like
yeah.
that.
And I think that's what motivates a lot of us at this age. You with your daughter, me with, you know, grandkids. That's the same thing. I want to see that as, you know, as much as I can, mm-hmm, and be around for them.
Do you remember what that grandkid said to him? She walked by the garage when he was working out, and he's lifting weights and everything. And why do you do that? Because I want to see you walk down the aisle. I don't think you're going to make it.
The brutal honesty of a kid. Yeah, I don't know. Gramps, that's going to work out or not. Well, I hope you have 40 more birthdays.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
Right
back at you. I think you have a very good chance of, well, I don't know, very good, but you have a better chance of me
making it
to 100. And, like you, I tried to shoot my age when I turned 60 this summer and shot 87. So I'm only 27 shots off. We'll see how that goes.
It also hit me that now, because I think I was the last one to turn 60, but now all of our college gang is in their 60s.
Yeah. Man, we knew each other as teenagers.
Yeah. I was 28 when I started this job, and I'm 60.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were 28.
Time to put you out of your misery.